The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. I heard of a sociologist who looked at history and noticed that Christianity grew at key points of time, and these were crisis times. It's times when Christians reached out and helped, when they were persecuted, or when they actually were putting themselves in danger due to plagues and would even die. The sociologist asked, what can we learn from this and maybe we can improve society today? The sociologist could conclude that Christianity grew because crises like the epidemics were opportunities for meaningful service, and this service would in turn come back and help them. Christians knew if they would step in, they'd be surprised, wonder, and ask why. They did good to get good in return. It reminded me of my sociology class in college. And one of the key things I remember from that was the exchange theory. We always do something, according to the exchange theory, to get something in return. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. So back then, according to the sociologists, Christians were helping people even during the plagues, so that they might get opportunity to, well, share their faith and get some good from them in return. The exchange theory today would say, I'll help you because I know that you'll help me. Pay forward. I'll do good so that good will come back to me. Or with family, it might be, I'll unload the dishwasher because you made the meal. Or because you did such and such, I'll do this. Or I'll do something so that you will help. You especially see it with kids. You know, say thank you or smile. And then we know that that's the positive thing that parents want. They're getting some feedback so they'll do more for their kids. But when the kids grumble and complain all the time, well, they're not getting anything back, and so they get frustrated. You know, and some people look at marriage this way, too. It's a 50-50. I'll give to you, so you give back to me. Well, I would like to suggest that no, the exchange theory is not a good way to look at things, at least all the time. If you come at history with a sociological view of the exchange theory, that's the only thing you'll find coming back. Christians then, back in history, whether it was during an epidemic or persecution, they were doing good things, as well as today, I think, for a whole different reason. Not the exchange theory, but the grace theory. Christians know grace, received grace from God, and give grace to others. It's not the exchange theory, but the grace theory. It comes from John chapter 13, verse 34, when Jesus said, a new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. This word love is not what we think of as, you know, caring, compassion, and friendship, or in a marriage it can be the eros. You kind of talked about some of those things in past podcasts, especially during Valentine's Day. But this word love is agape. It literally means to give, to sacrifice. Jesus sacrificed his life. He gave all. He loved us. And that's why we love others and give and sacrifice. He even knew that many people would not receive the gift he was giving of forgiveness when he died on the cross, because he took all the sins of the world, as it says. But he sacrificed anyway. He did it anyway. Kind of goes back to the last podcast, C.S. Lewis on love, where he spoke about God is love. Certainly, we don't want to diminish God and make him smaller by saying, well, God is love, but this love is only because he's going to get something back. No, God as love loves unconditionally. Yet, we as humans diminish ourselves if we only hold to this exchange theory that we do something to get something back. This is why it's so important to have God in our lives. Because so often, we don't give unconditionally as Jesus gives. We don't love and sacrifice as Jesus loves. But he helps us in ways that we are unable to. It's his love that lets us love other people. And so, sure, the exchange theory is good. It's valid. And it's important even in a marriage that there be exchange. But many times, our actions as Christians are from the grace theory, not the exchange theory, that we give and sacrifice just because. That's who we are. That's who we are. As Jesus said, a new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. Let's pray. Oh, Lord, thank you that you love us, expecting nothing back, but rejoicing when we do turn to you and ask for forgiveness and ask for help and ask for your Spirit to bless us, to help us to love others. Thank you for the Christians throughout history who have loved from the grace theory, just because they are who they are. And so we see in history so many places where love has abounded, and therefore Christianity has abounded. Lord, help our lives to be filled with this type of love as well. Giving, not just because we expect something back, but because that's who we are. Help us, especially when we are weak. In your name we ask it, Jesus. Amen. I'd love to hear from you. And you can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.